So thanks for meeting me, David. So right now you're working on Supergirl as the Martian Manhunter slash John Jones. So is this one of the first superhero shows that you've worked on? How have you prepared for it?
It's probably the first superhero show, although I did do an episode of Doctor Who. But yeah, this is the first time I've come to this genre. It's a lot of fun, and to be honest with you, and I grew up reading a lot of comic books, a lot of Marvel comic books, but I was really happy to be playing John Jones because he's such a fantastic character. He's got a great backstory. I love the whole losing his family and coming to Earth and choosing to be a power, work for the power of good and not evil. And in terms of preparation, it was literally just sitting down reading comic books for like about a month. So I read a lot of his backstory and a lot of his books and was really impressed with his humanity. Even though he's an alien, he seems to have a great depth of humanity and feeling and emotion. So I'm just very lucky and feel very grateful that I got to play the character.
Wow, reading comic books for a month sounds like anyone's dream hobby. Yeah. So I was a bit surprised when I found out that you were actually British and that you were playing an American character. So how did you develop your American accent?
Well, I did an American accent on a show called Homeland. So I kind of was able to cut my teeth on a kind of Emmy award-winning show. So I felt pretty confident enough to be able to drop into Supergirl and do the same thing. So I spend most of my time playing Americans now. But it's what's really strange is when I do cons in Europe, in Britain, they were surprised to find out that I wasn't American. So it's kind of, it's pretty cool to be able to kind of moonlight as an American, even though people know that you're British.
And one final question. So as you said, you've been reading a lot of comic books regarding Martian Manhunter. So is there something from the comics that you wish that the TV show series incorporated?
Half of his powers. I mean, this isn't really his hour. It's not really his show. But in the comic books, he's such a strong guy and he's able to alter his shape, not just to people, but to anything. And obviously that would be incredibly expensive to do, but sometimes I wish we could follow him a little bit more and expand his powers, expand his crime fighting abilities a little bit more, but hopefully that may come down the line.